is what you need, little princess. I, Merlin the Magnificent, will grant your desire.
But can you make me very, very sure I will wake up again? I must be awakened by the kiss of a prince. Isn't that right?
Little one, make up your mind. Is it sleep you wish to find?
Yes, sleep.
You rang, Mrs. Coverley?
Lana.
Pardon me, Lana. I don't know why teaching you people to use first names is such a problem. A glass of instant smile for Marilyn, please, Grace. On second thought, make it two. Yes, ma'am.
All right, children. It's time to get ready for bed.
I'm almost through with this chapter, Mother. It's time for bed, Susie. You go right to sleep now.
Firebird 2 to Control Tower. We are about to take off on the highway of tomorrow. Stand by.
Countdown. 10 seconds to firing.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here's a recent dream of mine. I am in an old curio shop. The shopkeeper, who bears a striking resemblance to Pee-wee Herman, shows me around. Weird objects here, weird objects there. At some point, and robustly I might add, the shopkeeper shows me an organ grinder. He grabs a pencil from his pocket and scribbles May 1st, 2022. On the side of said grinder. He looks at me with a smile and says, "Remember this date." I wake up. And with that, I welcome you to What Dreams May Come, Part 13. My name is Remember the Date That May Be Significant in some way, so long as I apply meaning to it, Tenali. We're here for another rowboat adventure down the stream, exploring this life is a dream, or perhaps dreams are a life through a series of sound, snippet, and song. You'll find previous installments at moneybootsradio.org, as well as a bunch of them in your podcast feed. In any case, I want to thank you for listening. Let's go exploring. We'll commence this dreamscape with the poem, The Laughing Heart, by Charles Bukowski. Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them. Take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life, sometimes. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you.
I think 12 might suit you better. What do you think, Marilyn? You weren't even listening.
I'm sorry, Mother.
I don't understand you, darling. Most girls your age are thrilled to death when it comes time to pick a pattern. You haven't even looked at the ones the Bureau sent over.
Oh, I looked at them.
I remember how excited I was before I was done. I couldn't sleep for nights. I finally chose number 12. I guess that's everybody's favorite.
Getting ready for bed at a regular time is one of the most important habits you can learn. A quiet hour or two before bedtime is part of this habit. It makes you feel relaxed and sleepy, ready for bed.
Mother good. hearts of mine. Leave your toy soldiers behind. Birds have all gone to their nest. Even the bees are at rest. Heavenly stars and the moon all will be greeting you soon. Through the dark night they will shine.
Mother, if I didn't want the transformation, I wouldn't have to have it, would I?
Darling, what are you talking about? The transformation is the most marvelous thing that could happen to a person.
Well, I could wait a little while, couldn't I?
Don't worry, darling. You're just nervous.
What you need is a glass of instant smile.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. Well, Tempe wants a $9 show. Yes, Tempe wants a $9 show. When I come over the hill with a $40 bill, 'tis, baby, where you been so long? I've been in the bin so long. Yes, I've been in the bin so long. I've been in the bin with the rough and rowdy men, 'tis, baby, where you been so long? Oh, I don't like a railroad man. No, I don't like a railroad man. If I was a railroad man, they'll kill you when he can and drink your blood like wine. Oh, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Yes, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, I'd hear my darling sing, and I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. Tempe, let your hair roll down. Let your hair roll down and your bangs curl around. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down, and I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Washing up is part of the going to bed habit.
Washing up is
any
part
regular
of the going
routine
to bed
before bedtime.
Any
helps
regular
you feel
sleeping
routine
before bedtime.
Hanging up your clothes
you
can be part of this routine.
Hanging up your
They'll
clothes
air out overnight and be neat for tomorrow.
They'll air out overnight and be neat for tomorrow.
I'm not a man. tambourine, let's hide the tambourine, let's hide the tambourine, tambourine. Let's hide the tambourine, let's hide the tambourine, let's hide the tambourine, tambourine.
I think it's time you tell me where you're getting these radical ideas.
Daddy once said...
Your father was a handsome man.
I know, but he thought about things, and he read books. We talked a lot, just the two of us.
Everybody talked.
No, I mean about real things, not just about electronic baseball or super soccer and where to buy your clothes or how to fix your hair.
Well, is that bad, liking sports, buying new clothes?
No, of course it isn't. But, Uncle Rick, there's got to be more to life than just that.
You know what I think? You don't feel very well. What you need is a nice cup of instant smile. I'll see if...
I had a cup of instant smile. I don't feel like smiling all the time. Sometimes I want to cry or frown. Don't you understand?
Lead you down. like melted away. And a cloud is alarming when I saw a prince charming come into my bedroom and
wind anew comes along to chase away the chance, like shepherd's song to display a compass for the forlorn. Footsteps lead us to lambs grazing in lonely hills. In spite of everything, pastures clothe all we mourn. Pluck a chord from the melodious, colorful quills. Within great magic mystery, we mustn't wish for scorn. Tears fall like Cupid's broken arrows. We laugh, we love, we cry. Why deny like two lonesome sparrows? We live, we breathe, we die. One must be reminded to not pace like it's a race. When the angels are drunk, succumb to Inferno's drum. That's the place we learn to take it all with grace. Because I've heard the song that burrows on the scum. Look at me, look at you, when eyes lock face to face. A gaze that goes soaring by like a storied harp strum. Tears fall like Cupid's broken arrows. We laugh, we love, we cry. Why deny like two lonesome sparrows? We live, we breathe, we die.
I fell in love with a neighbor's girl. Her cheeks was fair and white. And another fell in love this girl. And it ended in a fight. This fella's name was Tommy Smith. And we had been great chums. We'd shared each other's troubles, boys. We'd shared each other's fun. To think of that sad night when Tom and I was quarreling. I stabbed him with my knife. I fell on my knees beside him and tried to stop the blood that flowed down so gently. It was like a crimson flood. As the boys all gathered around, saying, Bob, old boy, you'll remember when I am under the ground. Now, boys, you know the reason why that I'm compelled to roam and why I am so far away from dear old home.
Olé, olé.
the right kind of night clothes
wearing
is
the
important.
Right kind of night
David's
clothes
pajamas fit him loosely,
and don't bind him around the waist.
And don't bind him
David
around
likes
the waist.
To open his window
David
when
likes
it isn't
to open
too
his
cold
window
for fresh
when it
air.
Isn't too cold
but he's careful not
air.
To sleep in a draft.
But he's careful not to sleep in a draft.
I think you're being awfully silly.
No, there's no law, is there?
But it isn't as if it hurts or anything. When they did mine, I didn't feel a thing.
I know that.
Well, you like the way I look, don't you?
I like you, Val. We're friends. I liked you before the transformation.
But you're missing the point. It's like getting a new hairstyle or new clothes or something. You just look better.
I'll look like one of those drawings that the Bureau sends over.
But they're all beautiful. What's wrong with that?
It is wrong, Valerie. How'll you know me? I mean, how'll anyone know me? I don't want to look like everyone else. I want to look like me. And I'm not going to let them change me. I won't let them change me.
Quando tu li quenda Sisi watu tatu, pakurudi minarudi paka miye moja. Pakurudi minarudi paka miye moja. Wenzangu walibaki polini. Sasa mintafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta. Sasa mintafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta. Kwenda, sisi watu tatu Pakurudi minarudi paka miye moja Pakurudi minarudi paka miye moja
Omi tafanya nini kwa kutafuta marafiki yangu wengine walibakia
Wenzangu walibaki porini. Sasa mitafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta. Sasa mitafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta. Na siku inapita pasipo kuwaona. Sasa mitafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta. Sasa mitafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta. Wenzangu walibaki porini. Sasa mitafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta. Sasa mitafanya nini kwa kuwatafuta.
The transformation.
You what?
I can't understand, Doctor. She never said anything about it before.
Is this true?
Yes. She doesn't give any reasons.
Yes. Now, Marilyn, suppose you tell me all about it in your own words.
I don't know. I just don't want the change.
You understand, of course, that transformation has become a normal part of growing up. It's a sign of maturity.
What? Being like everyone else?
Namayugiha,
Ninge ndababarire Tera mugusenga Basenga kiranga Kiranga kabumvira Tera mugusenga Kiranga kabumvira Akagaba gakomora Bagasaba no kubyara kandi bakarwira Bagasaba no kuramba kandi bakaramba namayogi Ngenda babarire Nubu barabikora Nubu mukirundi Kandi bararaguza Mahemba karirimba Bishegu bigatamba Bishegu bikabandwa Namayogi Namayogi namayokera mu kirundi
namayogi
namayokera barabatiza
namayogi namayogi
mazina y'ikirundi
namayogi namayogi
inge ndababarire
namayogi namayogi
hariho babukuru
namayogi namayogi
hakaba babutoyi
namayogi namayogi
ayo niyo mahasa
namayogi
Hariho banyandwi
namayogi namayogi
hakaba baminani
namayogi namayogi
hakaba banyabenda
namayogi namayogi
hariho babucumi
namayogi namayogi
hariho bamariya
namayogi namayogi
hariho bamisago
namayogi namayogi
hariho bakarenzo
namayogi
Namayogi hariho bamiburo
Namayogi Namayogi
hakaba banyahosa
Namayogi
Namayogi Namayogi Namayogi Namayogi Namayogi
Mm-hmm.
course, Martha has her own habits. Instead of opening her window, she gets fresh air by opening her door a bit.
Good night, David.
Good night, sis.
David's bed is comfortable and the mattress isn't too soft. The covers on his bed are warm without being heavy.
Bye.
Now, Marilyn, you must really try to understand the transformation is not merely desirable from an aesthetic point of view, but experience has shown us that it plays a very important role in psychological adjustment. Now, just hold your head very still, please. This won't hurt a bit. There we are. That's all there is to it.
Thank you.
dreams begin responsibilities, so wrote the poet. So it is, perhaps. Could it be we take our dreams too lightly? Those images from places unknown? Could they in fact be angels in flight, our souls aloft? You know, recent experiences have made yours truly take another pass through the metaphysical thickets. As unlikely as it may sound in this rational age, I emerged on the side of those that cannot help but put their faith in that which cannot be easily explained. Be open to your dreams, people. Embrace that distant shore, because our mortal journey is over all too soon. Those cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself. Yeah, all which you inherit shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Musings from Chris Stevens, the radio DJ, from the wonderful TV series Northern Exposure. His character, incidentally, was one of the inspirations for me to become a radio DJ way back in the early 1990s, when I was a starry-eyed teenager. I wish to keep the light of wonder and curiosity on in spite of my advancing years. In this changing and often dark world, I hope you can manage to do so as well. We've just heard the A-side to What Dreams May Come, Part 13. My name is Light Gets In There Somewhere, Tonelli, and I welcome you to continue the journey by listening to the B-side. Check out muddybootsradio.org for a playlist and notes of this episode, as well as to check out previous episodes. You'll find heaps of them wherever podcasts do their thing. Subscribe and leave a rating and review if you feel so moved, or even a donation, however small, by going to muddybootsradio.org. Simply follow the donation link. Alrighty, the B-side awaits. See you there.
See you there.